And each side can be your sheds for your farm equipment.
Will people ever call that shed by any other name? Will you ever heard older people or other people around call a shed or anything or lean-to or anything like that?
Well, shed, and they'd have lean-tos that they would store their wood in the winter, when especially in the areas where they get storm snowed in, mm-hmm. they would have those lean-tos that they'd put wood in, and also they would have lean-tos that they could put their stock under in extremely bad weather.
Do you have special names for those?
No, I don't think other than just a lean-to.
What were some of the names of some of the other buildings on the farm?
Well, you had your pig style. That was a low type building. It didn't have to be so high because the hog wasn't so high. Mm-hmm. And that was a place for them to get in out of the weather and out of the cold.
It was covered?
That's right. It would be covered, you see, and they could go out into the corral, the hog mm-hmm. corral, just like the mule corral or the cattle corral. Mm-hmm. A feedlot. It could be called the same thing with mules or cows. You see, you have a feedlot. In most farms, we did, we had six mules, and we had a long shed that was built out in the center. And five of those mules, one of them wouldn't eat with the rest of them, he'd fight. So we had to put him in a stall to himself that was built on the side, you might call a lean-to, or just an extra log stall that you put him in and close the door. And he was fed in there because he would run the others away from the trough. He thought he could eat it all, and he'd have to feed him to himself.
Did you ever have a special place for keeping corn?
Oh yes, you had your cribs or bin. They called crib or corn bin.
And so you mentioned smokehouse. Was a special house for keeping tools or anything, or did you keep tools in a smokehouse?
No, you didn't keep tools in the smokehouse because of the salt. If you put any type of tools that's made out of metal, the evaporation of that salt would get onto that tool and it would rust it out and eat it up in just a little while. The tools, the farm tools, the hoes and rakes and plows and everything was kept under a shed from what we would call the wagon shelter or the buggy house. We had a place we keep the buggy that we called the buggy house, and then we had a shelter that was called the wagon shelter.
And what about your chicken? Who would you keep them?
Well, we had a regular chicken house with poles that went up in slanting ladder form, and the first pole would be low enough that the chicken could hop up on it and from there on up to the top, and each one knew his place. Oh. Every night he'd have the same place that he'd go to.
And
roost by the same chicken until that chicken was done away with, something happened to
him. Did you ever have a small little cave maybe to keep them in, or something small for the bees?
Well, we did. We didn't, except with the young bitties, when the old mother hen would hatch her bitties, we put them in what we called a coop. And they stayed in that coop until those bitties got strong enough that they could get out. We wouldn't let them out where they'd get in the grass when there was a big deal or after a rain, because it would make them sick. So they'd be left in the coop until everything dried off, and then the old mother hen would take them out and scratch for them, find worms. And they were particularly fond of scratching around the wood pile where there were wood lice, and the little bitties could eat those. Woodlife.
Now, do you have a special building on the farm, maybe where you stored grain or something?